Exclusive: Trump White House officials to take star turn at CPAC, the new generation of MAGA leaders. By Matthew Boyle on February 18, 2025. Washington: At least four deputy White House chiefs of staff in President Donald Trump's White House will appear on the big stage this week at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. CPAC, which is hosted by the American Conservative Union, ACU, annually, is the world's largest gathering of conservatives every year. The conference, which is being held just outside the nation's capital in National Harbor, Maryland, will feature top conservative leaders in the United States and from around the world and comes after Trump's triumphant return to the White House and after Republicans retook the majority in the U.S. Senate and held it in the U.S. House in November. CPAC has already announced that Stephen Miller and Dan Scavino, two deputy chiefs of staff in the White House, will appear at the conference. Those two names are pretty well known. Miller regularly appears on television and has been at the president's side for nearly a decade, dating back to the 2016 primary. Scavino, who has a heavy social media presence, is a major force in the Make America Great Again (MAGA) movement as well, and has been at the president's side even longer. But two names not yet publicly announced who are lesser known to the broader public but are also deputy chiefs of staff in the White House and will appear at CPAC this year are James Blair and Taylor Budowich. The White House deputy chiefs of staff are an impressive group of young guns who are the new generation of MAGA leaders that are taking Washington, D.C. by storm. Mercedes Schlopp, CPAC senior fellow and former White House senior advisor, told Breitbart News. "I am truly amazed by their focus, discipline and their ability to quickly implement President Trump's vision. Even the Democrats can't keep up with them." Blair is known in MAGA circles as a political weapon, someone who ruthlessly crushes any and all opposition. He previously worked for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in his successful 2018 campaign and then later served as political director of Trump's 2024 campaign. Blair has been appearing more in public in recent months with some television interviews and higher profile spots. "He will appear on the main stage alongside me, where I will interview him on Friday morning at CPAC. Hearing him explain how Trump successfully expanded his coalition in this most recent election will be particularly interesting, because he is the nuts and bolts guy from the campaign, now in the White House, who helped make it happen. Through sheer force of will, President Trump has bent the arc of the universe in his favor," Blair told Breitbart News. "His relentless focus and unmatched drive have reminded the American people of the awesome power an energetic executive can wield to make positive change. There is no doubt he will go down as one of the great men of history." Budowich, meanwhile, was Trump's spokesman in his immediate post-presidency period after previously working for Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., and for Trump's top advisor, Richard Grenell. Then he launched the pro-Trump Super PAC Make America Great Again, MAGA, Incorporated. Budowich, like White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, is very much a behind-the-scenes type of person, so his appearance at CPAC is going to be one to watch. In addition to being White House Chief of Staff, he is Cabinet Secretary in the White House overseeing efforts to coordinate messaging and policy across the federal government, and he oversees the Communications and Press Office as well. He's been instrumental in making lots of major decisions like adding new media seats in the White House press briefing room and many other major decisions in Trump world for years, including especially now. "America is faced with one of the most consequential times in American history, with the power to deliver transformative change," Budowich told Breitbart News. "President Trump and his administration is seizing on this moment to advance real policy at a rate never seen before in government."